Who are you? Beauty, truth, or goodness? Let's find out. I was having an interesting conversation with one of my students. Because he wanted to write his thesis on the feelings book, An Unknown Entity, he needed to gain his thesis counselor's support. And maybe even his enthusiasm. Or he was going to be alone. And it was going to be a tough road to hoe. And it's really a sales job. You have to sell them on what you want. Or if you are a landmark education graduate, it's an enrollment job. Enrollment is simply speaking in a way that the other person gets touched, moved, and inspired and may even volunteer to move in the direction you suggest. You cannot do it if your about you score is too high. Because you don't know and don't care what touches, moves, and inspires others. You may not even know what touches, moves, and inspires you. Unless you let yourself be touched, moved, and inspired, you are dead inside, my friend. What touches, moves, inspires you is always from the beyond. Beyond the horizontal plane, the valley of the shadow of death. Beyond you, beyond what you want, your self-interest. And definitely beyond your me, myself, and I. It is beyond what makes sense to you if you live on the horizontal plane. And it is beyond fear and beyond concern for yourself. It is often the context you don't recognize, don't identify, the context of things you love to do. What you love to read, what you love to watch, who you are following. Identifying that is mandatory if you want to start operating on your own motive power. Landmark calls is possibility. The most important things to know about possibility is that it's inclusive. Not personal. Ever. It is something that inspires every living person to one degree or another. Because we come hardwired for some values, some ideals, and the possibility touches on them. Like a live wire, touching a nerve. If you walk around not knowing what touches, what moves, what inspires people, you'll be like those pushy, crafty used car salesman marketers that sell you something, and trap you in the desire trap. Skillful marketers are skillful enrollers. They know deeply and intimately what touches, moves, and inspires every single person on this planet. And they speak to those in a way that the listener hears. It is attainable, it is possible, and it is worth moving towards. Even the jaded ones. Even the cynical. Yeah, even the resigned. Even the cowardly. Even the evil ones who only have desire to receive for the self alone. Whether they will move is not your concern. So how do you go about acquiring this skill? The most important skill any human can possess. Why is it the most important? Because everything you ever wanted comes to you through people. If you don't master enrollment, if you don't master touching, moving, and inspiring people, you'll always be wanting, and the desire trap will trap you. You will be resigned, jaded, cynical, bored, and dead before your time. Because you can surely see, people are not going to bend over backwards to bring to you what you want. The first thing you need to dig out is your ability to be touched. Yourself. Be touched. If you yourself are not touched, you cannot fake it. Okay, maybe you can, but you'll be a fake, and it's ugly. You need to become an individual who knows themselves. I have written an article about how the divine gets to you, goodness, beauty, or truth. And another article you may find useful to read is about this topic based on the straight and narrow or inversion method. Goodness moves me to tears. Courage, loyalty, persistence, caring, brilliance, winning in the face of incredible odds, are all goodness values. Each of the three ways has its own values, and you'll find yourself inspired most by the one you belong to. And yet, if you want to be good at enrollment, you want to learn to be touched by all three. You want to learn the language of all three ways the divine gets to people. And get fluent in it. Why? Because you don't want to limit yourself to inspiring only people who share the innate. You want to recognize what inspires a person. Most of my students are beauty people. One is a goodness person, like myself. Goodness doesn't mean that you yourself are good. It only says what moves you, touches you, inspires you. Here is an example. Stalin was a goodness person. Lenin was a truth person. Karl Marx was a beauty person. Engels was a goodness person. Both Obama and Trump are goodness people. Ugh, right? Roosevelt, Jack Kennedy, goodness. Nixon, truth. Clinton, beauty. Not obvious to the naked eye, is it? I muscle tested, that is how I know. I am getting interested again. Interested because unless I can help you to define the horizon you are moving towards, your actions will be random and capricious. No rhyme, no reason, no results. Unless you know what inspires you, you cannot decide on a direction. And truth be told, You are not interested. If you are a truth or a beauty person, why? Your narrow concern lock you into a prison, into narrow and shallow cone of vision, I am guessing. It seems that beauty people's self-concern and concern to personal and exclusive, blocks them in the enrollment process. Why? Because they seem to not include people in their world. I have a hard time getting through to them. Getting through is just another way to say, touch, move and inspire them. What I want for myself, I want for everybody is the battle cry that can set them free. If anything, saying that sentence widens their narrow cone of vision. They are consumers of beauty, desire to receive for the self alone. Rigid and non-inclusive. Also short-sighted. They go for the immediate. They go for the non-eternal. Because beauty seems like a personal view, not shared. They are stingy. Hitler was a beauty person. He wanted perfection on earth. First map yourself out, and then start looking for values that are part of that quadrant so you have words to express. If you won't do it, you'll have little coming to you from others. You'll have to con people to get anything out of them. Once you map out your own quadrant, your job is to start mapping out the values that you don't quite value, but others do. Then you need to add generosity here, and you have a short supply in that. But you can do it. Once you get conversant in all three quadrants, you can start speaking possibility. Authentically. Obviously, each quadrant thinks they have cornered the whole world, even though they are blind and insensitive to the other two. Unless you can speak possibility not as a personal thing, unless you can make it inclusive, your efforts to enroll are going to be weak. You'll rub people the wrong way. I have truth people in my life who do that. They don't care about people, only about the truth. And I have beauty people who don't even want to talk to me. Contempt and hate is what they feel about me. Why? Because what inspires me leaves them cold. Muscle test says that I am 40% effective with beauty people, 30% effective with truth people, and, of course, 100% effective with goodness people. Although I am sure I would not be effective with Trump. Lol. With practice, I manage to be more inspiring to more people. Perfection is a beauty word. I better get curious and learn what makes them tick so they get out of the deep ditch perfection is. Here is a goodness quote. Don't ask what the world needs. Ask what makes you come alive, and go do it. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. Howard Thurman, 1900-1981. Here is a truth quote. To get what you want, you need to deserve what you want. And here is a beauty quote. Stop mortgaging your today for something out there that doesn't exist. Only 10% of humanity are goodness people. People who care about all of it more than they care about their own personal needs. 10% are truth people. And 80% are beauty people. Look at yourself and guess what is your quadrant. Post it in the comments, and I'll muscle test it for you. Or better yet, come to the self-discovery workshop a week from today. Saturday, April 9th at 11 a.m. EDT. We'll do a lot more than just identify how the divine is trying to get to you. We'll actually look and see that underneath all the worldly add-ons, clothing, status, looking good and being right, there is a person who is being starved. And we'll look to see that that seeming emptiness is beautiful. And if you allow it to talk to you, it can write your life. Really? Who are you inside? P.S. The student in the beginning of this article is a beauty person, only perfection will do. And true to form, he never wrote his thesis. It was never going to be perfect, so he didn't even start it. This is the plague of a beauty person. I have other beauty people I haven't been able to take to success. That pesky ideal of perfection stops them and all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty together again. Stuck is stuck. P.P.S. I just looked. At the moment I don't have a single truth person doing work with me. One goodness person. And the rest are beauty people. All think, all fancy smarter themselves than me. And have a low-grade contempt for me. And I can feel it. Ugh.